by Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say any power. But he did not know that they were walking on his leg. And the purpose of doing that is to paralyze that fellow to his spot. I pray for somebody whose amen will be louder. The power that is planning to keep you on his spot shall die in the name of Jesus. She hides a witchcraft material is the backbone of her mother. And the mother will be complaining, this back pain, this back pain. She never knew that there's something to it. She will even call the girl, come and use rub, help me, rub. Take this rub, help me. I'm been rubbing it. This thing is deep in me. I pray for someone that any material of darkness that has been programmed into your body shall catch fire in the name of Jesus. started to pray that kind of prayer. While I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I had one problem there, which is peptic ulcer. That's what they call it. Peptic ulcer. So I was advised that I must eat very early in the morning. And there are some food that I should not touch. I must not eat milk. Drink milk. I must not eat eba. I must not drink pepe. So what else? So I was like this. I was like this. So when I now became saved, I went to my pastor. I said, "Pastor, I have one challenge. Something is wrong with my stomach." That my pastor is from Delta State. Very militant. Amen. He said, tomorrow, start fasting. I said, start fasting tomorrow. He said, that's the solution. I said, if I don't eat by 8 a.m. in the morning, masquerade must come out. I will not eat by 8. He said, that's the solution, daddy. I look at this man, I said, this man is a liar killer. But you know, that's his nature. Very militant, a man. I bowed my head like this. I said, me? To fast. Something was telling me, go and fast. Look, if you are having Pepsi or Sign here, I'm not recommending that you should go and fast. I'm not. But my pastor recommended it to me. And the Holy Ghost said, go and do it. And the second day, something just whisper to me. Say, pray about it. That you want to fast. That God should give you grace to fast. You know, and I said that prayer. Say, God, give me grace to fast. Because this is what this man is telling me now. I did not know that I've not eaten until around 6 p.m. That day. I did not know. In fact, it appears that somebody cleared away appetite from my stomach. That was the last time I used any medication for peptic ulcer. Amen. So, the thing that they say I should not eat, that's the one I will now run after. I say, I will eat it now. I will drink it now. That's God for you. Do you think that peptic ulcer is ordinary? At least my hope, the one that afflicted me, it's not ordinary. It's not ordinary. It's something they gave me to eat. Yes. My stomach was like a bank to them. They were hiding some things. I pray for somebody. Use amen with a loud prayer. That whatever has been hidden inside your stomach shall catch fire in the name of God. Into my body. Can you say it loud?